following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Oh, hey, Refuge family. Good to be with you today. It's Wednesday. It's the 10th of June, and we are fastly approaching 3 months of Fireside Chats. And as always, we really pray that they would be an encouragement to you during this time of crisis that we're in, and as we've said, maybe dual crisis currently, but the same objective, encouragement. So Pastor Jeff is going to take it from here, and let's be encouraged together.
Hey.
Hi, we're here. We are here with Wilson Wednesdays. Glad you are joining us. We brought some extra people to the party here on our side. This is the Wilsons. This is Abby, Taylor in the back, Jack right here, and my wife, Bethany. We are glad that you're joining us for Wilson Wednesdays. And we've got a very special treat for you. We have the Ferguson family here. Hi, Ferguson family. Hey, Fergusons, why don't you introduce yourselves?
I'm Benny. I'm Chris. The most innocent one.
That's true.
And the greatest of them all, the man, the myth, the legend.
Yeah. Jonathan.
Jonathan Ferguson.
I was gonna say Josiah, but that works too.
And I'm Jonathan.
Dad's mom. Yeah, I'm Adrian.
Well, we're glad you guys are joining us today. Hey, just real quick, let us know what you do at, which actually both of you do have been part of for many years here at Refuge.
All right. So, well, I've been the junior high pastor for about three years, but we have officially handed that over. It's actually starting this week. Noah Short will be taking that over. And my focus, my focus now... Hey, why are you all clapping?
John, yeah. Jack's
so
a Noah Short fan. He's a Noah Short
fan. Oh, I know he is. Yeah, I think my kids are doing happy dance over here as well. that he's got a new youth pastor. But so right now I'm doing missions and discipleship, and honestly, since the stay-at-home orders, also doing IT, web, social media, graphics design, and a little of everything else too.
Yeah, and Adrian's a part of all that. Adrian's been a part of that junior high.
Yeah, junior high. I've been involved in junior high for the last 3 years with Jonathan, and then I also work as the Refuge Missions assistant. So I love doing that. Yeah,
and part of the one of the great things that you do is you make sure missionaries get birthday cards, care packages, books to read. You guys are a big part of that.
Yeah.
And just getting the missionaries out in front of the church as well, with postings on our social media and making sure that their newsletters and cards are still up there on the walls and everything. So yeah.
I see there's a sign floating behind you. Do you want to bring that, Josiah, you want to bring that sign to the front?
Apparently it's
so much hard work into this.
In us.
So there it is.
There it is. What's on that sign? Let's see.
Oh,
is that an aardvark?
It's an anteater.
An anteater. It looks like there's a Bible.
A parrot.
There's a s'mores, a parrot.
Marshmallow.
Ice cream. A couple of 21 Pilot symbols as well.
Benny, which one did you do?
I did all of the things they colored in the letters.
I did some of the letters.
He did the U.
And this. I did these.
So, hey, Ferguson family, what are you guys missing most about being at Refuge? What are you missing?
Jack.
Oh.
Benny.
Well, Jack's missing you for sure.
Definitely missing friends.
Yeah.
Friends and extended family.
Yeah, definitely.
I think that's true for all of us. We're missing a lot of our friends and people that are family that goes to Refuge as well, but also people who are basically family to us, and you know, those real close friends that we have, and not being able to see them all the time. I'm discovering I'm much more of an extrovert than I thought I was. Having to work from home constantly, I was like, I miss people. I need to just talk. I need to be able to say hi. to just drop into Jeff's office or David's office to say hi.
What in this? Oh, yeah, go ahead, Adrian.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, like, I feel like I've got the gift of exhortation, so I love going into the church and, like, getting people excited about things and just encouraging them in that, and that's been happening on Facebook, I feel like, on my end, but it's just not the same when you get to see somebody face-to-face and you get excited about the Word of God together, and yeah, I definitely miss that.
Yeah, and you reach out to the girls in junior high ministry so well and have those conversations, and that's hard to do when you don't see them, when you're not meeting with them weekly, and yeah.
Sure, yeah.
You guys have a picture or a sign or something that represents the Ferguson family in your home?
We actually have something that is a symbol for us of something that's very important to who we are and kind of our history. And it's actually this blanket right here. And it's a whole quilt that my mom ended up making. And all of these are shirts that our son Silas wore. Our son that we adopted in Kenya and who passed away just before we came back. A lot of the shirts, actually, there's a few on here that all four of our boys had actually worn. That were passed down from Josiah to Christopher to Benjamin to Silas. And so it's something that to us means a whole lot to us. These were his favorite things, favorite shirts. He loved his cars and trucks, and so they're covered in that kind of stuff as well. But something very important for us.
Show the blanket or one more time, just to see, kind of get an idea what it looks like.
Hold it up, actually. Awesome.
From the back.
It's huge.
That's so cool. Oh,
that's so great.
That is awesome.
I want me to wear
gloves. Okay. Right. This has been my favorite blanket as well to go to sleep with at night.
I was going to say, yeah. That looks like a cozy blanket.
Yeah, it's really like my mom took the time to sew it all together and did an amazing job with it. They're going to go see her soon. But yeah, it was just given to us at Christmas this last year when we were out there.
Wow, that is awesome.
Sweet.
That's very cool. What can you guys not wait to do? I mean, we're sort of opening now. We've got this weekend, we've got a restriction of 100 people per service, which will be interesting to see how we get through that. But when we're more open, what are you guys looking forward to?
I think if you're talking about the church, I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing everybody. But if you're looking forward to, like, oh, the whole state's opening up and everything, I'm honestly looking forward to walking through Barnes & Noble with a cup of coffee and just looking at all the books.
Are they open? Are they open?
They open Friday.
Okay.
They open the 29th. They'll be opening. So Pete's open the 28th, and the 29th gets Barnes & Noble.
What about your kids? What are they waiting to be opened?
Hanging out with Jack.
They're open. Those guys are open. What store or food?
Chick-fil-A for me. Honestly, I'm so excited to walk in that door and, like, smell the fries.
He's like, I don't mean this as a joke. I am very serious. When I'm going to tell him Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A is a big deal.
It is a big deal.
Hey, what's something that you guys have learned in this season? What's something that the Lord's been showing you guys?
That we should trust in Him and not be afraid.
That's a great lesson.
We can grow in the Spirit without actually being in the church building.
Yeah. Yeah, that you can grow in the Spirit without actually being at the church building. There's still growth that can go on. That's good, Chris. Anything else?
Anything else, Josiah, or?
Honestly, not just being afraid. Christopher, me, and a friend of mine started a Bible club online. So
cool.
We've got 30 students now.
That's awesome.
Nice.
Maybe some other kids might join.
Oh, that's awesome.
I think for me as well, I think it's just the, like what my kids have actually been saying, but looking and seeing how there are a lot of different ways that we can reach out and still be the body of Christ without having to be in that building has been a big thing to see, friends who stop by and bring just bring coffee and chat outside.
That's been awesome.
And how fun little things like that are to do, but or getting creative with how to do evangelism. I never thought that toilet paper in somebody's house would be a gospel thing to do. You know, you leave some toilet paper in a gospel tract, and now they're like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. And they'll read the gospel tract. Now you're being kind by giving them toilet paper.
Yeah.
Or cookies for people. Yeah.
Yeah.
What would the Ferguson family like to say to the entire Refuge family on behalf of the Fergusons?
Open up the children's ministry stand so I can see Jack. Open it.
Well, that's a big thing. Obviously, they're excited about getting back into the church, but I would just encourage, as we are now kind of in this season of beginning to open and limited on the number of people who can be in the building, I would just encourage the church to remember that the building is not the church, it's the people. And so whether we're in the building or out of it, we need to be the body of Christ and use our gifts to glorify God and to build one another up.
Yeah, and we've been talking a lot about patience and being patient and waiting. And at some point, we're going to open, and it'll be, you know, we'll get it back to, yeah, we'll open all the way. And we want to do it safely. And so for those people who are just pining to get in, we'll make that happen, but it's just going to take some time and to be patient.
Right. Yeah. Right. We really are doing everything we can at the church as the staff to get that open.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we want to do it for these guys who are standing behind you so the kids can get back together and children's ministry back in full force and youth ministries. And we want to do that. So it's just going to take a little bit of time, and we appreciate patience for those that are watching. Speed round here. Let's just go quick and just call it out. Favorite movie.
Matrix.
Matrix, Black Panther.
Endgame.
Father of the Bride. Princess Bride.
Oh, I get Bride in there. All right, favorite food?
Pizza. Jack, Finals.
Mac and cheese. Wow. Definitely mac and cheese. Ooh. A good like stovetop.
Sushi.
Oh, yeah. Sushi.
Ooh, sushi.
All right.
Yeah, I like sushi.
I know this will apply to you guys more than anyone else. Favorite game? What game do you like to play?
Hockey.
Telestrations.
Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild, and Minecraft.
Okay.
What's that game?
Code Names.
What's Code Names? All right, we don't have time
for it. Board game. Awesome. Awesome game.
The
last
Lights
one.
Of Jack.
Right. Okay. Ice cream. Favorite ice cream. Favorite flavor.
Mint chip.
Code
name. Golden caramel swirl from Trader Joe's.
Rocky Road.
Yeah.
All right.
Rocky Road.
Gold medal ribbon.
Hey, thank you guys, Fergusons, for joining us. Hey, would Josiah, would you be willing to pray for us? Pray us out.
I'm just going to hop over here.
Come on in.
Use it as an excuse to finally hop over the back of the couch like he's always wanted to do.
We didn't meet your animals. We didn't meet your dogs.
Oh, it's okay.
That's okay. Right. They've been staring at us the whole time.
They've been awkwardly staring at us. Well, there's Abby.
So you have Abby. Who else?
Sugar.
Do you still have the reptile?
We have a bearded dragon named Savannah.
Okay.
So, Sugar, come here. Let's see if we can get Sugar to come in so you can see her. Here's Sugar.
Hi, Sugar. All right.
She's quite the pathetic dog.
She's very right, needy. Josiah, would you pray us out?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Great. Everyone get ready.
Okay. There you go.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to share with everyone. And we pray that we grow in our faith. Even when we're not in the church building. And we thank you that we get to have these Zoom meetings to be with friends, and we have all this great technology. We pray that this COVID will end soon. Amen.
Amen.
And thanks, Fergusons.
Bye, Benny.
Bye, Jack.
Bye, Wilson.
Bye, thanks for having us.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.